3 years ago, you became a chaplain for the ambulance service. And so can you just talk to me about what that involves, that role?
Yes, it involves a lot of supporting crew members, particularly who have been going through PTSD and very difficult times personally. One of the things with the ambulance service is you're expected to go from one job to the next and everything just adds up. So having myself there as a listening ear can bridge that gap.
And then that's led you to writing the Paramedic Chris books. Now, how did that exactly come about?
Yes, that's right. My first ever third manning shift was with a paramedic called Chris Treves. And we got chatting and Chris had mentioned that his daughter had been suffering from cancer from an early age. She's at the time was about 14 and since about 2 years old she'd been suffering from cancer. And he went on to say she'd just written a book herself. And that got me thinking, oh, actually, yeah, that's encouraging me to write a book. And then out of the blue, it was like a light bulb moment I thought, oh, we've got Fireman Sam, Postman Pat, and I thought, there's nothing for the ambulance service. So I had a chat with Chris, and the story of Paramedic Chris was born from there.
And the books itself, what are they based on?
Well, Paramedic Chris so far has got two episodes. The first one's based on a hoax call, and I must add they're both calls that I've actually been on in real life, attended with the crews. So the crew go out on the first call to this hoax call, but to cut a long story short, the family that are in distress are able to be reunited at the end, and it's a story of how hoax calls are not the best thing to do for children, as it will cause problems for other people. The second book, which I had learnt a lot of lessons from since the first episode, is about an elderly gentleman we visited who was suffering from loneliness since the death of his wife. And as a crew, the paramedics were able to rebuild his life. One of the biggest issues I've witnessed third manning is the mental health crisis we've got at the moment. One of the reasons I've written these books is that if enough copies sell, I'm hoping one day that we can open a retreat centre so that we can offer support to people 24/7.
Why in particular is that that's the cause that you want the proceeds to go to?
I think because it's personal to my heart as well, having suffered from a breakdown a number of years ago myself. It's very personal to me, and seeing how many people suffer mentally is quite heartbreaking. And if we can have somewhere where people can come and just talk and just be themselves and feel secure in a safe environment, it will really help, I feel, generally in society and reduce the workload on all of the emergency services.
Just to reiterate, I mean, what is it you're hoping to achieve from that, and how do you think you'll be able to help people?
We'll be able to help people by giving them a safe environment where they can chat. One of the visions in the centres would be to, say, employ counsellors full-time, possibly medically trained people as well. So the help's there 24/7 with the right people in the right professions, which sometimes could take a long time for someone to be referred to. I remember, for example, when I went through counselling, I had to wait on the waiting list for a number of months before I could go and see a counsellor. It would be lovely to have something available much quicker to people.